各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all my brothers and sisters.
上礼拜我们提到所罗门王旧约即位的开始，国位不是很稳定。
So last time we discussed the time when King Solomon was about to take throne, and the political situation in Israel was unstable.
你如果问 Google 问他说所罗门王几岁当皇帝，当国王啊？问 Google。
If you search Google and to see when King Solomon became, what age did King Solomon?
有人说十二岁，有人说十八岁，有人说十九岁。
Some would say he was 12, others would say 18 or 19.
但是没有一个人提到他二十岁以上啊当皇帝，所以我们看到他年纪相当轻就就位了。
But no scholar thinks that he became king at the age above 20, so we can be sure that he was at a young age.
但是感谢神，神坚立他的王位。
But thank God, God had stabilized his king.
后来有一次，他到基遍去献祭。
Once he went to the place given to give up.
神在梦中问他说：“你愿意求什么
？”And in a dream, God asked King Solomon, "What would he want to ask for?"
后来他说他要求能够判断百姓的智慧。
And he answered, he wanted.The wisdom so that he can judge his people.
我们来看列王记上三章的第十节。
Let us turn to First Kings chapter 3, verse 10.
列王记上三章十节到十五节。
Verse 10 to 15.
三章十节，神对他说：“你既然求这事，不为自己求寿、求富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂。”十二节，我就应允你所求的。赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。十三节，你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的。十四节，我们跳过来十五节。
15.
所罗门醒了，不料是个梦。那小丽读到十五节非常有感触。
So I had many reflections upon reading verse 15.
神给他祝福啊，就是因为他求智慧，那智慧很自然的就带来财富跟尊荣。
So he had asked for wisdom, and naturally wisdom brings honor and wealth.
所以神就说这些通通要给你啊。
And God had given all these to him.
但是十五节说醒了，不料是个梦。
But in verse 15, it records that he had awakened.And indeed, it was a dream.
那当然是在指着他当时那个梦中的情形对他来讲，醒过来才了解，原来不是真的一个对话是在梦中的对话。
And what is described here is the realization of King Solomon realizing that what he had heard from God was a dream and not.
但是我们从历史来读从他人生读回去你会觉得，通他年老之后好像。醒过来才知道，原来这些智慧、这些尊荣、这些财富，也不过是一个梦。
So if we were to study his life backwards, starting from his old age, then we may come to understand that only at an old age had King Solomon realized that it has all been a dream.
我们常说人生像一场梦。
We often say that life is a dream.
所以耶伯记说我们要挥去如梦一样，就是说我们人生会过得很快。
So in the book of Job, it records that the life will fly.
那诗篇又说呢，我们睡醒了会轻看梦。
And in Psalms, it also records that we may take a dream lightly.
因为那个是空的，那是不真实的，那是虚的。
Because it is empty, it is unreal.
那神对他应许这么多，后来他失去神，那年老之后真的睡醒来，发觉到他其实所拥有的祝福福气啊。也是空的，也是暂时的，也是虚的因为他后来没有神。
Solomon had such a wisdom, but he had lost God. So, and only at his old age had he realized that losing God means that his life would be empty.
所以我们从这个角度来看其实看三点就是其实他最后他的智慧也是虚空的，他的富足也是虚空的。他的尊荣也是虚空的。
So let us study using three points to understand that even great wisdom will not bring anything.
你醒过来真的像做了一场梦一样，这些都是空的了。
And by the time you die, you will realize that your life was just a dream.
那我们先来谈谈所罗门王的智慧。
So let us discuss about King Solomon's wisdom.
下个 slide 啊。
Next slide, please.
那我们刚刚看到三章十二节谈到列国之中，在你以前没有像你，在你以后也没有像你的。
So in verse 12, it described the wisdom of King Solomon is so great that no one before him was like him, and no one that comes after him will be like him.
如果你去 Google 问一问，现在最聪明的人是谁？
If you were to search on Google who is the smartest person.
有人会跟你讲有一个女生叫做Mary Lee Van Sant, Sant. 听说她智商有到220多。
So your search might return you with the result telling you that a girl named Mary Lee Van Sant had an IQ of over
有一本杂志叫做 Paradise， 它里面有专栏，你可以问他任何问题，他都会回答你。
There's a special column in the magazine Paradise, and whatever question you ask her will be answered.
但是有人认为有一个人叫做 Stephen Hawking， 他是牛津大学的教授，他智商也是200以上。
But others would think that Stephen Hawking from the Oxford University is the smartest man.
他对这个天文学对黑洞理论有相当杰出的研究。
He's well versed in physics and the theories regarding black hole.
有人说他是现在的牛顿。
And some people think that he is the Newton that is living today.
但是如果你相信圣经所罗门王的智慧是大过于以上所提到的这两个人。
But if you believe in the Bible, then you will know that the wisdom of Solomon surpasses these two people.
我们不晓得他 IQ 到底有多高，很难了解。
We do not know how great an IQ that he possessed.
但是小弟个人觉得他的智商他这个智慧其实跟他的家族是有关系的。
But personally, I believe that his intelligence has something to do with his genealogy.
你知道所罗门王的曾祖父是谁吗？
Do you know who the grandfather of Solomon was?
他的名字叫做亚西多佛。
His grandfather's name was Ahithophel.
我们来看撒母记下第16章23节。
So let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 3.
撒母记下16章23节。
2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23.
撒母记下16章23节。
2 Samuel 16 verse 23.
那时亚西多佛所出的主意好像人问神的话一样。他昔日给大卫，今日给亚沙龙所出的主意都是这样。这个亚西多弗原来是大卫的谋士。
So the Ahithophel was originally a counsel for King David.
是这样讲，你问他问题就好像你问神问题一样的。
And whatever question you ask him will be like asking God.
后来因为所罗门王因为这个大卫王跟拔示巴。那拔示巴就是这个亚西多弗的孙女儿做坏事所以这个也可能是因为这个原因后来亚西多弗就投靠亚沙龙背叛大卫。
So later on, David committed sin with Bathsheba, who was the granddaughter of Ahithophel. So that might be the reason why he betrayed King David and assisted Absalom.
他出了很好的主意从人来看是很好的主意后来这个亚沙龙没有采取他的计谋。
And all his advice to Absalom was very intelligent, but Absalom did not take his advice.
因为神定义要破坏亚沙龙。
Because it was the will of God to destroy Absalom.
那亚西多弗他知道这个亚沙龙不听他一定是败的以后怎么见大卫呢不晓得怎么办所以离子一骑骑回家就先上吊自杀。
And Ahithophel knowing that Absalom not taking his advice would end in destruction, so he ride on his donkey back home and hanged himself.
他可以看到未来，后来真的大卫赢了。
And indeed, David later on won the battle.
那你说知道亚西多弗根据这个撒母耳记下的23章34节，生一个人叫做以莲，以莲就是大卫30个勇士当中的一个。
And later on, the son of Ahithophel became one of the 30 warriors for King David.
对不起，是撒母耳记下不是列王。撒母耳记下11章第3节又提到说，以莲就是生拔示巴的。
And he is the one who gave birth to Bathsheba.
所以我们知道说，其实如果你的孩子没有上很好的大学有时候不要期待太高，因为可能你本身也没有上很好的大学嘛，对不对
So sometimes if your sons or daughters did not enter into great colleges, don't be discouraged because you yourself might not have been in great.
有时候智商它有一种遗传的啦。
Sometimes intelligence is passed on.
那所罗门的智慧是表现在什么地方呢？表现在神问他说你要求什么，他懂得求智慧，这个就是他的智慧。
So where did the wisdom of Solomon was displayed? It was displayed when God had asked him what he want, and he wanted wisdom.
所以今天我们真的，如果圣经上雅各书第一章第五节讲，缺乏智慧的可以求他，后世以众人。不斥责人的神啊，也必要赐给他哦。所以这是所罗门的智慧，他知道这么多民要判断啊，我需要智慧。
So this is the wisdom of Solomon. He knows that God leading a whole kingdom requires a lot of intelligence and wisdom.
那后来神在他的智慧上又加他更多的智慧。
And upon the wisdom that was blessed by God, God had gave him even more.
所以列王记上在谈到他的智慧极其广大。
So the first Kings, the wisdom it described the wisdom of Solomon was immense.
我们来看列王记上的第四章。
Let us turn to First Kings chapter 4.
列王记上第四章。
First Kings chapter 4.
四章的第二十九节到三十四节。
First Kings chapter 4, verse 29.
神赐给所罗门王极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙。这边提到广大的心哦，小弟读的解释是，应该是他那个 variety， 他那个智慧的那种广阔哦。
So here the wisdom that's described here, is not just in one area, but in many.
三十节提到说，所罗门的智慧超过东方人。
So the wisdom of Solomon was greater than the men of.
我们知道耶伯是东方人啊，你看耶伯记，耶伯讲的话充满了智慧。
We know that Job is a man of East, and what He speaks are full of wisdom.
你知道巴比伦、巴兰，他们都是东方人，他们这些人都是很懂得看天上的星星的，看星象。
In Babylon, people around the area are all from the east, and they are well versed in astronomy.
所以所罗门王很懂得天文呐。
So King Solomon knows astronomy.
那甚至又说他胜过他的智慧胜过埃及人。
And his wisdom is greater than the Egyptians.
你知道埃及人他们懂得测量，他们懂得建筑，造金字塔那种测量的技术。
Egyptians are good in measurements.
啊，所以你看呢，那个尼罗河水啊，每年要涨过两岸呐、啊，常常把他们田埂啊画的界限把它淹没了，整个都是黑土了。那怎么办呢？啊，埃及人要重新画地界的，所以他们很会几何函数啊，很会算面积的啊，所以又重新再画他们的土地出来啊。
So every time the River Nile would overflow, the Egyptians need to redraw the land, and so they are good in mathematics.
那你看埃及人从以前就懂得做木乃伊，那木乃伊哦，这个就是一种医学。
And the knowledge required in making mummies is are from the, medical.
说古代有个历史的记录啊，以前的波斯王哦生病，眼睛有毛病啊，他们请谁呢？他们到埃及去请眼科医生呢。
So there was a record, in the old times when the king of Persia was sick, he had to go to Egypt to find a optometrist.
那你看到所罗门王的测量，他的 engineering 啊、哦，还有他的 medical science， 这两个也是胜过埃及人呐、啊。
And so the medical science and the mathematics of Solomon surpasses the Egyptians.
三十一节提到他的智慧胜过以斯拉、以探、格玛的儿子西曼、雅各达大，这些人是谁
？And The wisdom of Solomon was greater than many men. And who are these men?
你把他那个用 concordance 查一查，历代志上的第十五章就等到这些人，他们是在圣殿里面唱歌的。
And you will know that these people are
十五章十九节啊，历代志。
These people are recorded in First Chronicles chapter 15, and these people are artists and singers.
所以所罗门王的艺术细胞胜过那些在殿里面歌唱的人。
And so the artistic genes of Solomon is better than these artists.
那个西曼这个字根就是 place of dancing， 是一个跳舞的地方。西曼哦，那个。
So Heman, the root of this word is a place for dancing.
啊，所以你就知道这些第三十节谈到艺术的东西了。
So in verse 30, it discusses about
三十一节。
In 31, it discussed people with autistic
talent.
And the third, verse 32 talks about the wisdom in regards to
literature.
And he had written over 3,000 proverbs, and some of them were recorded in the book of Proverbs. Some of these proverbs are lost.
他的诗歌 1,005首, 有些举在诗篇里面。
And his psalms numbered 1,005. Some of them are in the book of Psalms.
但是最有名的就是 Song of Solomon, 就是雅歌。
But the most famous are the collections in Song of Solomon.
33节提到他懂得黎巴嫩的香柏是到墙上的牛膝草, 这个是植物学啦。
And in verse 33 talks about his wisdom in regards to plants.
这个跟他建圣殿跟献祭都有关系。
And these are all related later on to how he built the temple.
那后来他又懂得飞禽走兽昆虫水族, 他懂得 biology 跟 marine biology, 海洋学, 还有生物学。
He knows about animals and biology and marine biology.
34节, 天上列国听见所罗门的智慧, 就都差人来听他的智慧话, 所以他成为当时代最有名的演讲师了。
And in verse 34, you know that he is the greatest lecturer at the time. Many people from far away will come to listen to his lecture.
这是一种记载他那个所谓的智慧啊。 那这个智慧呢, 很多人都来跟他尝试, 试试看, 难道是不是真的那么有智慧?
And many people want to test how great of a wisdom he has.
事实上记载斯巴女王就来问他问题啊。
And the queen of Sheba came to ask him questions.
我们看十章的第 二节,
so let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 2.
十章的第二节,
chapter 10,
列王记上十章第二节,
chapter 1 Kings chapter 10, verse
2.
Verse 2.
下半段说, 他来了, 见了所罗门王, 就把心里所有的对所罗门都说出来, 第三节, 所罗门将他所问的都答上, 没有一句不明白, 不能回答的。 我们来读第六节,
verse 6.
这是斯巴女王的一个讲论啊，斯巴女王对王这样讲呢。
And so, the queen of Sheba said to.
那对王说：“我在本国里所听见论到你的事和你的智慧实在是真的是七节。我先不信那些话，即是我来亲眼看见的，才知道人所告诉我的还不到一半。你的智慧和你的福分越过于我听见的风声。”第八节，你的臣子、你的仆人常侍立在你面前，听你智慧的话是有福的。 所以新上讲那个无论斯巴女王问什么话，所罗门王都可以一一的对答。
So no matter what question Queen of Sheba asked Solomon, he was able to answer them.
那斯巴女王才说，以前我听到的不还是不及于我现在所了解的啦。
And so Queen of Sheba said to the king, "What I heard before was not even half of what I see now."
他听到什么呢？
What did he hear?
我们知道一个很有名的就是两个巨女啊。 各生一个孩子，那一个孩子死掉了，大家在争那个活着的孩子。
And it is a story about the two prostitutes who are arguing over for a child.
那你知道这些人没有爸爸，不晓爸爸是谁啊？你不然说叫爸爸来对对看哦。
And so they do not know who the father is, so they cannot know for sure.
那也不能说，哎，孩子啊，你自己找妈妈咯，太小了 ，baby， 你不能叫他自己找妈妈咯。
You cannot ask the infant to find his own mother because he is too young.
那所罗门用了一个最笨的方法来决定这个问题。So
King Solomon used the most unintelligent method to solve.
那哪有人说来把刀来把孩子切成两半，一个人一半，这样比较快呀？
Who will want to cut the infant in half and give each the mother half?
结果那个真的妈妈就心急了，说：“哎呀，我不要了，刚刚送给另外一个人了。”
So the real mother would rather give the child to the other woman.
其实我们中国人说这个叫大智若愚啊，很有智慧，好像到很笨的样子，其实是最大的智慧。
So in the Chinese saying that the wisdom is so great is as if he is stupid.
所以我们就知道，我真的有些人真的很聪明哦，这个世界很多人真是很聪明的。
So in this world, indeed, there are many wise people.
我这个同学，我不是盖大家哦，他读书真的很快。我们中国人说有人读书一目十行，他真的就是。 读书就是一目十行，真的很厉害，我跟他读书实在是觉得很羡慕。
I have a classmate who is very smart, and I'm telling you the truth that he reads so fast is as if he is reading 10 lines at one time.
那所罗门王在当时真的一部百科全书，我想他也是读来的吧，神可能也有启示他吧，那可能读来可能是哇一目一百行哦。 不晓得，真的很难了解他的脑袋是怎么做成的。
So it is hard to comprehend what makes of the brain of Solomon. He probably can read very fast as well.
但是即使是这样子，因为到年老没有神，他醒过来，好像是一个梦一样的。
But even such an intelligent person as King Solomon, when it was time for him to die, it's as if his life was a dream.
我们来看传道书的第一章，我们都很熟哦。
So let us read Ecclesiastes.
十七章十八章，那结论，他对他智慧的结论，人生的结论是什么呢
？In Book of Ecclesiastes, he made a conclusion to his life.
传道书一章十七节十八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse
我又专心查明智慧狂妄和愚昧乃知道这也是捕风十八节因为多有智慧就多有愁烦加增知识就加增忧伤我有这么多智慧做什么我是更忧伤更愁烦而已啊
So here King Solomon proclaims that the more wisdom he had the more grief he has
真的有时候你可能以前有听过一个故事啊，有一个人他不敢搭飞机他无论到哪都要搭火车在美国啊，为什么他记忆力太好了，什么几年几月几日哪一家飞机出事，他都记得啊。从这个两百年来，所以他不敢搭火车，不敢搭飞机的，到哪里都搭火车的，太聪明了。
So there is this person who had great memory. He memorized all the plane crash accidents. So he dare not to take a plane ride, and he always take the train.
那所以我们对智慧他有一个很深的了解。我们来看二章的十五节，传道书二章十五节。
So King Solomon had a profound understanding regarding wisdom. Let us read Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
我就心里说，愚昧人所易见的，我也必易见。我为何更有智慧呢？我心里说，这也是虚空。十六节，智慧人愚昧人一样，永远无人纪念。因为日后都被忘记可叹智慧人死亡以愚昧人无意十七节所以我恨恶生命因为在日光之下所行的事都以为烦恼都是虚空都是捕风到最后他觉得我这么聪明干什么人家笨笨的也是过一生说不定过得比我还快乐一点呢、啊。
So King Solomon felt that it is useless for him to have so much wisdom a dumb person may live a more happy life than he did
一样到最后大家都一样死亡都没有人纪念的啦
And in the end everybody dies and no one will be remembered
真的有时候我们看到我们教会或者是外面、哦、有一些人他们是当心准的是生下来脑筋被烧坏掉的
So sometimes we see the people with Down syndrome
你仔细看他们其实他们不会比一般的孩子更不快乐
So if you watch them closely and you will observe that they live a happier life than the normal child
他这样快快乐乐过一生比我们很多聪明的人愁愁弯过一生有什么比较差呢
And he who lives a happy life, throughout his entire life, might have a bit better life than we do.
所以所以说，我恨恶生命啊，因为日光之下所行的都是烦恼的，都是虚空的，都是捕风的。
So King Solomon here says that he hates life because everything under the sun is meaningless.
所以到老了没有神就是这种感觉啊。
So when if you grow to an old age and you do not have God, this is how you feel.
醒来不料是一个梦。
And after you woke up, you will realize that
you. 我们再看看所罗门王的这个财富啊。
And let's discuss about King Solomon's wealth.
我们都知道所罗门王，我们来看一下列王记上的十章二十一节。他的财富很大。
So King Solomon possessed many. Let's turn to First King chapter.
实际上用一种话来形容，就是啊，银子在他的年间没有什么益处了，没有什么价值了。
So the Bible described that gold in his country has no value.
我们看十章的二十一节，所罗门王一切的银器都是金子和黎巴嫩林宫的一切器具都是金金的。所罗门王年间银子算不了什么。我们再读二十七节。
27.
王在耶路撒冷时，银子多如石头，香柏木多如高岩啊，所以银子啊跟石头一样多了，银子不算什么了。
So、the silver in his kingdom is as many as stones.
那我们在想所罗门王的财富到底怎么来的？
So, how did he gather such great wealth?
我觉得这个是很重要哈。列王记上第五章。
I thought this is important. Let's turn to First King chapter 5.
列王记上第五章的第四节。
First King chapter 5 verse 4.
现在主我的神使我四围平安，没有仇敌，没有灾祸。他四十年来哈，没有仇敌，没有灾祸，没有天灾，没有人祸。
So throughout 40 years, there is no natural disasters or medical conflict.
这是谁给的？
This is given to him by God.
这是神给的。
This is indeed.
如果你把时间再往后拉到亚哈的时代，三年零六个月不下雨，你再多的金子大概都会花光，真的。
So if you were to think back to the time of Ahab, that 3 years there was a drought, and as no matter how much money you have, it will cease.
那些吃鸽子粪呐，吃人肉了。
And people would even eat each other to stay alive.
所以神给他每年都下雨呀，风调雨顺。
So God gave abundant rain to him every year.
如果人祸呢？如果假设你有很有钱哦，你随便做个生意啊哦，你那个船开到索马里亚去被海盗抢了，你还会有钱吗？
And if there is a human disaster and your ship was attacked by pirates, will you still have such a great wealth?
如果我们把这个时间呢，再往前拉到基甸的时代
，If you were to bring the time back to the time of Gideon,
每次收成好了啊，那些游牧民族啊，骑着骆驼一进来，只要看得见的，通通把你抢掉，把你踹掉。
And do every year during harvest time, the bandits will come and raid your crops.
所以我们常说，很多人在追求钱财，如果不是神祝福哦，只要一个随便的决定都可能是错误的。只要神不祝福，一个天灾什么都没有了。
So without the blessing of God, you cannot gain anything.
有一个弟兄啊，去以色列玩了。
There's a brother who visited Israel.
奇怪了，圣经怎么会讲以色列是牛奶以蜜之地呢？
And he felt strange. How is it that Israel is a land of honey and milk?
你看那个羊吃的草都是黄色的黄草啊，根本跟我们跟很多地方吃那个绿色的草都不一样的。
The sheep there, they chew on the grass that is yellow.
但是感谢神，神在摩西时代就祝福那块地，真的雨量非常的丰富，那个草长得非常的好，所以是牛奶以蜜之地啊。
But thank God, during the time of Moses, the land had abundant rain.
那听说1948年之后啊，这块地真的天气就不太一样了。
And
不是对不起啊，这个586年啊 BC 以后啊，就是登蒙国之后，这块地也跟着荒凉了。
So after the kingdom of Israel was shattered in around 500 AD, the land became different.
有人说啊，如果这块地一样那么丰盛啊，早就很多人囤积在那里了。以后以色列复国回去，还要更麻烦，不知道赶走多少人。
Some people said that if the land was still so abundant, then it would be very hard for the Israelites to go back there to establish their country.
啊，又说有，他们又说了，1948年，他们回去在建国之后呢，天气又变啊，有雨了。
And people observed that after 1948, the Israelites reestablished their country, the weather there become good again.
所以神的智慧40年就是没有天灾，没有人祸。
And so throughout 40 years in Solomon's kingship, that there is no disaster.
所以第四章的第25节提到，大家都坐在无花果树下、葡萄树下，这个安居乐业。
So in chapter 4, verse 25, it says that everybody lives a peaceful life under their vineyard.
你现在问以色列人说，你为什么不信耶稣？
Today, if we were to ask the Jewish people, why do you not believe in?
他们跟你讲说，你们信耶稣是信假的。为什么？现在讲那个弥赛亚来哦，大家住的日子跟所罗门一样啊，大家都安居在这个安坐在葡萄树下、无花果树下。今天我们一天到晚战争，哪里弥赛亚真的来了呢？
So they will answer you that if Messiah were to come, then everybody would live a abundant and peaceful life. But today we are constantly in wars.
他们不了解耶稣所讲的是一种属灵内心的平安，内心真的可以坐在无花果树下、葡萄树下的。
And they do not understand that the peaceful life that they will lead is in their hearts.
那我们知道所罗门的财物也是大卫给他的功劳了。
And we also know that the wealth gathered by Solomon was passed on to him by God.
诗上讲贤惠的妻子是神赐的财产是祖先所遗留的。
The Bible says that a good wife is given by the Lord and wealth is left by ancestors.
所以跟家族是有关系。我们看列王记上第四章的第20节、21节。
So it is connected to the family. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 4.
Verse 20, 21.
Verse 20 and 21.
犹太人知道4:20，犹太人和以色列人如同海边的沙那么多，都吃喝快乐。21节，所罗门统管诸国，从大河到腓力士地，直到埃及边界。所罗门王在世的日子，这些国都进贡服侍他，他的钱是这些国进贡服侍的。
So many countries around Israel contributed to them.
这个国谁打下来的？
Who built this kingdom?
是大卫时代就从那个。这个幼发拉底的底格利斯河啊，一直统管到这个埃及小河。
David was the one who expanded the kingdom through Euphrates all the way to Egypt.
这个就是圣经上所讲的真正的应许之地。
And this is the true promised land that records in the text.
当然所罗门的智慧也带给他很多的财富。
Of course, the wisdom of Solomon brought him many wealth.
他很会做没有本钱的生意。
He made many business without cost.
那什么生意就是扣税嘛, 就不用本钱。
And he gained a lot through tax.
所以你知道他儿子啊, 扣税重到他儿子要当王的时候, 人家说, 哎, 你减我们一点税吧, 你爸爸扣的税太重了。
And so he had placed such a heavy tax on his people that after when his son was about to become king, people asked him to lower the taxes.
那其实不只是对他本国人，因为我们知道哦，这块地啊，加沙走廊这块地啊，是古文明帝国的。你说巴比伦呐，或者是这个欧洲啦，哦，或者是古埃及啊，他们来往啊，做生意都要经过加沙走廊这块地啊。
So the Gaza Strip is a very ancient land that the business conducted in the ancient time all go through this area. So King Solomon knows well how to place tax on businesses.
我们来看第十章的第十五节。
So let us turn to
14节, 15节。
Chapter 10, verse 14 and 15.
十章十四节, 15节。
Chapter 10, verse 14.
所罗门每年所得的金子共660他年的15节。 另外还有商人和杂族的诸王，以国中的省长，这边特别提到商人跟杂族的诸王，还有国中的省长。商人他们呢，经过这做生意都要付税的。So
the traders and the merchants, they all have to pay tax to do business.
那这是他的智慧了啊。And
this is the wisdom from Solomon.
另外的智慧，他懂得把这个国家变成一个贸易转口站。
And furthermore, he knows how to transform his cities into a center for commerce.
你知道那个新加坡，它是一个轮船的贸易转口站，轮船的转口站嘛，是不是？
You know that Singapore is a great port.
你知道我小弟新加坡的时候，他们说他们很厉害哦。啊，轮船在海上的时候呢，他们就知道那个船一靠岸呐，从什么边哪一边的货先卸，啊，他们在海上都已经联络好了，所以他们说卸货最快，装货最快就新加坡人。
So the people in Singapore are so good to run ports that before the ship docked, they know where the items will be unloaded.
他们没有天然资源啊，他们怎么靠这个赚钱？这个赚很多钱，所以牧王他也懂得做这样的生意啊。
They don't have many natural resources, so they make money off of this.
我们看十章的26节到29节。
So let us read chapter 10, verse 26.
列王记上十章26节29节。
First King chapter 20.
我们时间不多，我们从28节开始来读好不好？
Let's start with 28.
所罗门王的马是从埃及带来的，是王的商人，一群一群按着定价买来的，29。从埃及买来的车，米量价银600舍克勒，马匹1,150舍克勒。赫文诸王跟亚兰诸王所买的车马，也是按这个价值金他们所买来的，是贸易转口站。你知道埃及人很会养马的。 那要卖要经过哪里？经过这个以色列地这个地方。
So the Egyptians are good at raising horses. So when they want to sell it, they have to go through the cities in Israel.
这以前都这个是金火呢，所以摩很懂得做金火生意啊。你要赚钱，可能要做金火生意哦。
And the horses are considered military goods.
啊，所以我们说他真的和自己，因为自己的聪明，然后你知道以前呢，所以摩王北边是叙利亚人，就是以前的腓尼基人，他们很懂得航海，他们用航海赚了很多的钱。So
the people in the north of Israel are Phoenicians, in Syria, they are good at building ships.
那地中海已经是他们的天下了哦，腓尼基人的天下了，所以摩王没有办法去抢这个生意啊。
So the Mediterranean Sea is controlled by the Phoenicians, and so Solomon cannot do business there.
Solomon 灵机一动，哎呀，你这个船生意这么会赚钱，我虽然不懂，来来来，我们一起来合作，我们在红海边呢建立一个基地啊，他去抢那个红海的航海权啊。So
Solomon wanted to cooperate with the Syrians and to build a base and control the Red Sea.
我们来看一下《列王记上》十章二十二节。
So let's read
10:22.
First King chapter 10 verse 22.
10:22啊，我们来读9:26，对不起。
Chapter 9 verse 26.
9:26节。所罗门王在以东红海边靠近以路的以寻加别制造船只27节。27。西南就是叙利亚人，然后就是腓尼基人。 差遣他的仆人，就是熟悉万海的船家，以所罗门的仆人一同坐船航海。28节。 他们到了俄斐，从那里得了420他连得的金子运到所罗门那里去了，所以他们用这个船啊，控制这个红海的商啊，这个航海权啊，赚了不少钱啊。
So they control the Red Sea and use their control to gain wealth.
所以他有钱不是没有原因的，他自己有智慧，神祝福，祖先有留那么多。
And so he had gathered great wealth not for no reason, because of his wisdom, because of the inheritance he gained.
他是到年老呢，没有神，犯罪了。
But he sinned and.When he was old, he had no God.
醒来，不料这也是一个梦。
And after he woke up, it was just a dream.
真的到年老，对钱财他有些很负面的观察了哦。
And he had also many negative observations regarding wealth.
我们来看《传道书》五章哦。他首先提到，我说会提到他这么多钱哦，他还是不知足呢。钱赚了，他还是要继续赚的。
So we can see in Ecclesiastes, no matter how much wealth he gathered, he won't always wanted more.
所以五章第十节他说：“贪爱银子的不应得，不因银子知足；贪爱丰富的也不因利益知足。”这也是虚空。十一节：“货物增添，吃的人也增添，物主得什么呢？得什么益处呢？不过是眼看而已啊！”哦，他会知道，真的是我怎么发觉到他的心不会满足呢
？That he found that his heart was cannot be content.
他注意到一点，真的这个。东西来来去去啊，这个是眼看而已啦。
So the wealth is only hourly.
有时候我们觉得我们钱很多，都放在银行存款里面了，看看而已啦。
Sometimes we feel that we have a lot of money, but there are only numbers in the bank.
啊，没有花之前都是银行的，不是我们的。
So before you spend it belongs to the bank.
那说明我们就是有很深的感触。那是二十二节。
So in verse 20,
五章十二节啊，劳碌的人不拘吃多吃少，睡得甘甜；富足人的丰满却不容他睡觉。你越多钱，你越想说：“哎呀，我要再来做什么呢？我税扣完了，怎么增加呢？哎，做个贸易转口站嘛，贸易转口站做成果再来怎么样呢？哎，做个航海的航运的这个夺一些航运的航线吧。一天到晚在想怎么样让怎么睡觉呢？所以你钱再多，这个钱因为钱太多了反而不能睡觉，一直想要钱要怎么运用呢？”
So the more you have, the more worries you have, and you are constantly thinking of making more business.
就后来他发觉到真的醒过来啊，真的好像一场梦一样的，是空的。十五节。
15.
他怎样从母胎赤身而来，也必照样赤身而去。他劳碌所得来的分手啊，手中分毫不能带去。16节。他来的情形怎么样，去的情形也怎么样，这也是一种大祸患。为风劳碌有什么益处呢？真的哦，赚了这么多，什么都不能带走，有什么益处呢
？So all this wealth that he gathered, he cannot take away with him when he dies.
醒来，料是一场梦。
And he will realize this only after he had woken up.
我们再看他的尊荣哦。
So let us
下个 slide 他的尊荣。
Let us study his honor.
我们来看列王记上十章。
First Kings chapter 10.
列王记上十章。
First Kings chapter 10.
16节到22节
16 to 22
列王记上十章十六节啊。
16
十章十六节，所罗门王用锤出来的金子打成金盾牌200面，每面用金子60色克勒。17节，用锤出来的金子打成盾牌300面，每面用金子三米拿，都放在黎巴嫩的灵宫里。18节，王用象牙制造一个宝座，用金金包装。19节，宝座有6层台阶，座的后背是圆的，两旁有扶手，靠近扶手有2个狮子站立。20节，六层台阶各有12个狮子站立，每层有2个，左边一个，右边一个，在列国中没有这样子的。这个是在形容所罗门王他那种极其荣耀的啊尊荣的生活。
This is to describe the great honor he had in his palace.
你可以想象呢，他那个坐的位置啊是象牙，那包金子。
You can imagine his throne was made by ivory.
那个位置高高在上，有6个台阶，每个台阶啊都是有狮子啊，两边都是狮子啊。
There's six steps leading up to the throne, and each layer had two lions.
这是彰显他的一个尊荣啊。
This is to display his honor.
你可以想象，如果你到耶路撒冷城哦。
You can imagine if you come to Jerusalem.
你知道耶路撒冷是山中的城哦，所以你由下往上看，看到那个，也许你看到那个，无论是圣殿啊，或者是它一般的建筑物哦，他们是用一种白白的暗红色的土，在夕阳下面是闪闪发光的。
So Jerusalem is built on a mountain, and if you were to gaze on the city from the plain, it will shine.
那你再走到他的王宫。
If you were to walk up to the
王宫面前，也许一些侍卫哦，骑着埃及的马，把它想象是白色的马。
And so there will be soldiers standing there with chariots and white horse.
拿着金盾牌。
And they will be carrying a golden shield.
你再想象，那可能穿一个什么？穿个紫色袍好了哦。
And maybe with a 也许
只有国王穿的哦。
With a purple robe.
你看到就觉得哇，这么，你去我们去英国啊，看到他们在换卫兵，那个是一景嘛，对不对哦？我们都觉得非常雄壮威武的。你看到所罗门的阿兵哥，我看很多女孩子都会晕倒，真的。金盾牌啊。
If you could go to England and see the soldiers, they are great. But the soldiers owned by Solomon were even greater.
那你如果在看圣殿，你不能进去哦。哇，整个都是闪闪发光的，看得见的哈，很多圣殿的里面外面哦，都是金子包的。
And the palace as a whole is sparkling inside and out.
那外面的那个啊，就是外宴呐、啊，有些东西是铜做的铜啊，也是磨得亮亮的，在阳光下都闪闪发光的。
And some of the bronze statues are polished.
是你来到这个地方，或者它是一个金光闪闪的城市，都是彰显所罗门王他那种威严呐、啊，哦，那种尊荣。
And so this place is a splendid city to display the honor of Solomon.
啊，这是何等的荣耀
！And such glory is this.
耶稣形容啊，也提到，也承认所罗门王他极其荣耀。
Even Jesus recognized the honor of Solomon.
但是所罗门年老，他怎么觉得呢？
But how does Solomon feel about this when he was old?
你知道什么？真的太聪明了。他在年老的时候已经看出来哦，他的儿子哦是扶不起的阿斗啊。
Solomon is full of wisdom that he even know that none of his son can be king.
啊，真的可以想象到神对他说了跟他儿子的情形，因为神跟他讲，有一天啊哦，如果你不遵守的话，这些圣殿，我们来看圣经哦，圣殿都会完蛋的。
God has said to Solomon that if you do not abide with me, then the one day all of this will be gone.
我们可以想象说嘛，年老的时候他已经看到很远了。
King Solomon, because of his wisdom, he was able to see very far.
我们来看《列王记上》第
First Kings
第九章。
First Kings chapter 9.
第九章的第八节。
9:8.
这殿虽然甚高，将来经过的人必惊讶，知晓说主为何向这地和这殿如此行了。第九节，人必回答说，因此地的人离去，领他们列祖出埃及之地，主他们神去亲近别神，侍奉敬拜他，所以阻止这一切灾祸临到他们。神提到说，有一天呢、啊，如果你不听话，这个殿很高啊，将来要倒，别人要嗤笑的。
And so.God has said that if they do not follow the Lord, then one day the temple, the city will crumble.
所罗门在年老的时候，这一切他都看到。
And during Solomon's old age, he had seen it.
所以他是很空的啦，空的啦，这些都是空的啦。
So everything to him became empty.
我们来看传道书第一章，第二章，对不起。
So Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
第二章第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
我为自己建大工程，建造房屋，栽种葡萄园。第八节。
8.
我为自己积蓄金银和君王的财宝，并各省的财宝，又得歌唱的男女，是世人所喜爱的物，并许多的妃嫔。我们跳过来看第十节，第十一节。
Verse 11.
后来我查看我手中所经营的这一切是和我劳碌中所成的功，这个就是他的荣耀嘛，对不对？谁知道都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下没有益处，有一天都会倒的，圣殿也会倒的。
So one day, everything on earth will crumble.
我们刚提到说，他已经看到他孩子没有什么，不是什么大财了。
I've said that none of his son can be a good king.
所以你看到他在他儿子啊，这个他年老的时候，先把这个耶罗波安赶走。为什么？他已经看到国家的未来了。
So before he passed away, he cast out his son.
我们来读一下，我们不是空口说的哈，我们看。从的是二章的十八节。
So Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 18.
二章十八节，我恨恶一切的劳碌，就是在我日光之下的劳碌，因为我得来的必留给我以后的人。十九节。
19.
那人是智慧，是愚昧，谁能知道？他竟要管理我劳碌所得的，就是在我日光之下用智慧所得的，这也是虚空啊。二十节。故此我专想我在日光之下所劳碌一切工作。心变绝望，二十一节。
21.
因为有人用智慧、知识、灵巧所劳碌得来的，却要留给未曾劳碌的人为分，这也是虚空，也是大祸患。他已经在暗示我们了，他知道以后没有什么能人可以接续他的，是智慧，是愚昧，你怎么知道？他知道的。
And he implies here that the people that comes after him is foolish.
这些都是虚空，都是捕风。
And this is meaningless.
所以你可以看到，最后没有神，他内心那种绝望，他好像看到了哀歌的这个记载，哦。
We can see the sorrow he had without God.
我们来看哀歌怎么记载这些尊荣。 耶利米哀歌,
so let us read Lamentations, how it records
耶利米哀歌,
the sorrow.
2章15节,
Lamentations chapter 2, verse 15.
2章15节, 耶利米哀歌 2章15节, 凡过路的都向你拍掌, 他们向耶路撒冷嗤笑摇头说, 难道人所称为前美的, 称为前地所喜悦的, 就是这城吗? 你知道吗? 当时的耶路撒冷城哦, 你可以想象, 就好像那种耶路撒冷的耶路撒冷城，就好像现在的我们的 World Trade Center 或是 Empire State Building， 或是你到这个西雅图那个刚刚那个高高那个叫什么？那个是你到那边就哇，这个地方真的是荣华的地方，前地为美的。当时耶路撒冷在那个时代，所罗门时代那个世界，他们所建造的城市，就是世界最美的城市了。
So at the time. Jerusalem was the greatest city, so whoever go and visit will marvel at the splendor. It is a shiny city.
但是这里却说，难道有人所称的前面之地，称为前地所喜悦的，就是这地吗？
But in here,
就是这城吗？
But here there's a question, is this the city that was called perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth?
4章第一节,
Lamentation chapter 4, verse 1.
黄金何其失光，纯金何其转变。 圣所的石头倒在各室口上，似乎我们看到所罗门王已经看到这一天的来临了。And
so Solomon had already seen this day.
所以我们看到，真的没有神哦，醒过来，原来这些都是梦。And
so without God, when you woke up, you realize that everything is a dream.
财富
，wealth，
荣耀
，honor，
智慧
，and wisdom，
是一般人所追求的。They
are what everyone seeks.
我们在座的多少人也在追求美国梦想的实现。Many
of you are seeking the American dream.
但是如果真的没有神哦。But
without God.
真的，当我们到退休的年纪。When
it's time for us to retire.
或是躺在病床上面就要走了。On
our sick bed, about to pass on.
你回首一看。And
when you think back.
我知道，这原来都是一场梦。You
may realize that all of this is.
但是有神真的就不一样了。But
if you have God, everything would be different.
有荣耀的冠冕为我们存留。
You have a glorious crown waiting for us.
有人说人世间一切都是虚空的，就好像都是零了哈。
So
财富是零，荣耀是零，智慧也是零。
Many feel that the wealth and everything on earth is meaningless.
但是神是一啊。
But God is one.
如果我们把神放在第一位。
If you put God first,
有一个一，有很多的零， 这是很有价值的。
And you have one and many zeros, this is valuable.
你把神放在最后一位， 甚至没有神， 你把更多零在一起， 没有神还是零了。
So if you were to put God last, then no matter how many zeros, you only have zero.
或是你有很多的零， 把神放在最后一位， 就是那么一个而已了， 就一点点而已了。
Or just one, and you will have only a little.
所以彦主耶稣对我， 让我们对所罗门王的一种故事， 有一个提醒。
So may the story of Solomon serve as a reminder for us.
醒来，不料是一个梦。
That awakened and it was just a dream.
我们来看，来唱诗339首。
So let's sing hymn 339.